Blog Talk Radio.
This is Siobhan Desir wishing a happy 30th anniversary in broadcasting to Mr. Hear Radio, Kerry Hines. Job well done.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine you gave. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the fact from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one so true, I love you. Nature's fire, you're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology, and I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yes,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type
wow.
of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow.
when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And
wow.
and he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't proven to work well enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity. to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled
Wow.
the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're saying I'm not your best friend? Why? Because I don't know anything about you? Because I never ask any questions or show any interest in you? Because I take you for granted? Because if it is, that's awfully petty of you.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them more.
Yesterday when I walked in, I said, you know what, you guys, I just realized, if I don't start showing up on time, you're going to think this is who I am. And you know what the guy said to me? This is who you are. And you know what? He was right. Because if I'm showing up 2 or 3 times and I'm calling and saying I'm going to be late, I'm showing up late, the fact is, this is who I am at the moment. The question is, do I want to continue to be that person, or do I want to be somebody new? Am I showing up late to my coaching appointments? Absolutely not. But going to that place, I've been showing up late. Now, the first couple of times that happened, I said, oh my gosh, you know, it's just been so long since I had to get up and get dressed to leave the house to be somewhere. But I don't want that to become my crutch. 3 months later, I'm still saying, oh my God, I haven't figured out how to be here on time. Ha, 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 ha. No, because I am always preaching to other people about how they need to show up. But this is a perfect example of people starting to form an opinion of me based upon the fact that I keep saying I'm going to be somewhere at some time and I'm showing up later. What it is affecting is how they see me, and how they see me can determine whether or not, for instance, something comes up and somebody says, oh, I think Crystal would be great for this. They go, yeah, but you know, she's always late. Is this how I want to be seen? No, it's especially not how I want to be seen as a grown-ass woman, because I don't want to be passed over. I'm going to get passed over for something important because I'm showing up as somebody who can't show up on time. So if I can't do that, what else am I going to put in jeopardy if I'm being given more responsibility? And what I'm saying is, I'm seeing it as it is right now. And as it is right now, I've shown up several times later than I said I was going to be there, even though I wasn't impacting anyone else. But what I am impacting is other people's opinions of me, which can have a greater impact on me when my name might come up as somebody who should be given more opportunities. They say, no, not her. So I'm looking in the mirror at myself.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now my very special guest comes from the world of hair products and just all around beauty. It is my honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Ms. Valerie from Validate Your Beauty, Validate Beauty. First of all, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing, Kerry Hines?
I'm doing just great, and to our amazing fans. Now, they remember you, I have to say, Valerie, they remember you down in South Jersey coming to the big Hair Nation Expo and launching your products and doing all these amazing things. We're just happy to have you back on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. The event was amazing.
Yeah, now, I have to tell folks, let's just remind everybody, what does it mean to be someone out there doing your own products at this point?
Well, at this time, especially with COVID-19, I think is an opportunity to reinvent yourself. And I have found a way to do that by simply adding new products to my brand. And I'm coming out with an amazing deodorant, all natural, yes, organic, and I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely, as you should be. Now, officially tell everybody the name, the exact name of your products and all that wonderful good stuff.
Oh, the name of my products are called Validate Your Beauty, and I have a hair strengthening oil. I have a toner for your skin. I also have shampoo, which is called Bite the Apple, and then I also have Smooth Touch, which is a conditioner, and soon I also will be coming out with the Rosemary Mint, which is really going to be a new added amazing shampoo.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I also want us to carry some of these amazing products right at the Hair Radio Morning Show in our amazing store. Valerie's going to have her own thing set up through all that we're doing and all that she's doing, and we're just so honored and happy. I really am. Look for Valerie's new show. Now, you're going to be launching a couple of shows right here on Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll be listening to Valerie talking. We're going to ask her about what she's going to be talking about and give you guys a little preview. And then also on the Salon TV Network. Right now, you guys have the Salon TV Network app, but she's going to be out with her own show that you can watch her talking about some of the things that are important to her and her following. So what are some of the things that you would like to do that you see yourself carving out for you in the way of promotion and just reaching folks out there?
Well, my target audience is going to be 50-plus. I am a woman of 50-plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50-plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50-plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me, and I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50 plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50 plus to know that there's so much more to us.
And on.
Now bring the wow.
Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right, it's Wednesday morning, April 17, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast number 981. Let me bring to the line Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Michael. All right. Well, listen, I've got to say it's midweek and we're trying to just get the show moving along, but it's early out here in Houston, Texas. How about where you are? What's going on weather-wise out there these days?
Oh, it's actually going to be a nice day today. It's going to be in the 70s today down here in Spotsylvania. Isn't that special?
Yeah, that is. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Michael, it's been quite a busy week
over the last, actually the last couple of days, into the last 10 days or so, I guess. It's a lot of news items going on. The show has been quite bursting at the seams. It's hard kind of packing everything in. It's just that you think we'd be able to get everything in over the course of a three-hour broadcast. But I've got to say, we're coming along, and the week is moving along. So
very much so.
Yeah.
Well, very much so, Carrie.
Yeah. Now, of course, we're going to be getting into Vet Talk Radio. Michael is the host of the Vet Talk Radio show, which airs Tuesday mornings from 8:30 to 9 Eastern. That's 7:30 to 8 if you're in the Central Time Zone. And want to say, your broadcast yesterday, Michael, was something spectacular. It was just fantastic. So we'll talk coming up in the next half hour, Michael. We'll talk about some of the feedback and also what's next for you on the network. So there's a lot more this morning. So yeah, time to have a little bit more coffee and get into little bit more of what today's about. Hey, just wanted to say, you know, for the folks who were listening a little while ago at the top of the show, we've been going into our vault and kind of pulling out some of the wonderful archived segments that we have. So some of the previous segments, and one of them was Valerie. She is just, we're shouting her out this morning, just doing big things up in the South Jersey area as well. She's, you know, so that particular segment, which I love, reminding folks, because if you're north of 50, you know, sometimes, particularly I think women, maybe even more so, but I think you kind of feel like life has kind of passed you on by. So it was nice to get a reminder from Valerie, and that's what this morning.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yeah, just stay in the game, Michael.
So.
A reminder to stay in the game.
That's
that
right. Oh, that's right. Very much so, Carrie. Got to stay in the game.
Yeah,
those
well,
are
that's
just
the only
numbers.
Way to win it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, those numbers, Carrie, they don't define you.
Oh, that's
they
a good one,
they
Michael.
Don't.
Wow. You're bringing it first thing in the morning. Okay. All right. No need to wait till mid-show. We got Michael here this morning. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. So that's right. You don't have to let the numbers define you. You know, and that's true of jobs and all the other stuff, too. Well, we're going to talk all about that coming up in the next half hour. Of course, we've got the Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie, joining us from Water Valley, Mississippi. And I'm going to talk to her about that as well, get her feedback on that. And so much more to come. Michael, we're going to have a great show today in the Spotlight Hour. We've got some surprise things to unpack as well. We can talk this morning.
Yes.
And just, yeah, kind of go grab a second cup. Well, for me, it'll be a second cup of coffee. All right, Michael,
uh-oh,
let's keep it moving this morning. We've got a lot more to go. So why don't we kind of move things along? All right, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Everybody, this is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live again. It's Wednesday morning, April 17, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines, with our broadcast number 981. With Michael Hopkins this morning, and we are broadcasting live. I've got to say, Michael, so much more to talk about. Of course, we'll be here mid-show with Nicole Marie and Hope of the Day. And also, some updates on what's happening with our live events and the Get Set, and folks have asked about that, so we'll talk a little bit more about that and see. And again, some of the news items, things that are kind of happening on out there, we'll kind of have to put our little spin on it. We'll do that. And just a lot more music and all that wonderful good stuff today. I've got one of your favorite interviews coming up on the way from... we'll see if we can squeeze it in, and hopefully in the next half hour, that will be, we'll surprise you, Michael, we'll surprise you. So,
I can't wait, Carrie.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit of fun. All right, well, listen, we want you to just sit on back and stay tuned. We've got more to go this morning. So much more, Michael Hopkins. Let's take a listen to one of these great audiobooks. We'll be back. It is my true honor to bring back to the show for the very first time this year and for a while, Dr. Ganoush Naskol. Ganoush, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Carrie. It's so great to be back with you.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I've got to first go back to, like, the last time you were here. I mean, it's been years. Dr. Ganoush, but I've got to tell everybody, we love having you here. There's so much that's going on, and when you've, in the times that you've been on the show, you've helped to plant a seed and just kind of help to usher in community, staying on top of what's happening in our community. Your organization, I should say, is what has helped to foster that. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of the work you and your colleagues are doing at the Sentencing
Project.
Thank
you. Really appreciate that, and I really appreciate your bringing our work onto your program and helping to increase public education about these issues.
Absolutely, and that's kind of where I want to jump on in, education on some of these issues, and particularly first, let's just start at the beginning. For folks who may not recall, there may be a few of them out there, not many, I'm sure. We have a lot of fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but can you just remind everybody, what exactly is the Sentencing Project? Let's start there.
Sure. We're a research and advocacy organization based in Washington, D.C., and we focus on the criminal legal system. Our goal is to create a system that is more fair and effective, and that means reducing racial disparities in terms of who's impacted by incarceration and community supervision, addressing gender inequality, and making sure that incarceration is used as a last resort and for as limited amount of time as is necessary. And so we're trying to scale back the number of people that are incarcerated and tackle racial disparities. Those are our big goals. And we produce our own reports. We help to get people acquainted with academic research that's being done and research that's being produced by the government. And we also do a lot of advocacy work, partnering with advocacy organizations at the state and local level, as well as at the federal level, to try to translate the research that we're familiar with and producing into reform.
Now, Dr. Ganoush, there seems to me in recent times, especially since we last talked on air, and it just, you know, I have to first get your opinion about things. When you see a lot of the dynamics that are going on politically and otherwise, I mean, it looked like we were kind of heading this direction when you were on the show, say, 5 years ago. But is any of it a surprise to you? And then we're going to jump on into this report. But is any of this where we've landed a surprise to Dr. Ganoush?
Well, since I've spoken with you last, we've been going through this pandemic, and I must say my expectation going into the pandemic was that there would be a much more willingness on the part of policymakers to finally put into practice what we know, and especially given the fact that so many people are exposed to coronavirus behind bars and are an especially vulnerable population, often in rural areas. So, you know, during this time, we've seen a reduction in the number of people in jails and prisons across the country, a bigger reduction than we've seen in other years, in particular because states and localities have been reluctant to send people behind bars. But what surprised me during this most recent period has been that that reduction hasn't been even more, you know, but, you know, that there hasn't been an even more significant realization that so many of these people that we have incarcerated, and in particular, people that are serving very long sentences and that are older, that are especially at medical risk if they contract COVID, that have served substantial amount of time and are unlikely to be a public safety risk now because they're middle-aged or elderly.
Right,
I'm surprised and disappointed that more of those people didn't get released during the pandemic. But I want to make sure that your listeners know that right now, in some ways, you know, we're seeing a continuation of the progress that has happened in terms of criminal justice reform. Things are not at their worst right now compared to when the prison population in the United States reached its peak level in 2009. So things are starting to climb down in terms of numbers and the overall impact of the criminal justice system, but that pace of progress has been much slower than we'd like to see.
Special guest joining us today for the first time. It is a real honor to bring her to you guys. I've had a chance to chat with her, and she's from the realm, in the realm of hair replacement. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It is my great honor. She goes by Gigi, Miss Gigi Ford. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, it's really nice to finally have you here, for the fans to actually get to meet you through all, you know, they just have you on the show and just your energy and all your brilliant, you know, just everything. We're just excited, finally.
Yes.
So, listen.
I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Let me just tell you, I want to kind of jump in on this, Gigi, because when we had a chance to talk, I told you, I said, first of all, hair replacement is very close to my heart. So this is something I've worked in. I've been a part of this, the whole hair replacement part on the spectrum of hair care. And it's important. It's important to the folks, to your clients, to the folks that you're interacting with, and everything that you're about. And yes. I just want to say that this really, that's why we had to have you here. And I've got to just shout out, if I may, to start this whole entire process, I have to first say thank you to Sam Enon from BOBSA, BOBSA.org, for making this entire interview today possible for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So you guys know Sam Enon. He's been on our show many, many times from the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, which he runs, BOBSA.org. And this is all that he's about, is helping to promote folks who are out there trying to make a difference in this community with getting their supply shops, their salons, anything along that spectrum out there. So we're very proud to be connected with Mr. Sam Enon and BOBSA.org. So, Gigi, I've got to start there with you. So how has this all been and your connection with BOBSA? So let's go in a little bit. How did we start there? And then, of course, we'll get more into your whole entire business with hair replacement. But yes, how does it connect to the book?
Absolutely. Thank you. And it's an honor to be on and share with the audience. And thank God for Sam. I met Sam many, many years ago when he started Bossa in the Bay Area. And I became a part, and then I, you know, people get busy and, you know, drop out, which was a bad mistake because this being with Bossa is so awesome. So we reconnected recently, and we're on our way to do bigger and better things. I will never leave Bossa again.
I love that. You heard it right here, folks, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're gonna hold Gigi to that. We really are, which is just awesome. So I'm loving it. And way to Sam. Sam, I know you're out there, Sam, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say on that one. Okay, so listen. And as you said, you're out in California. Now you're in the San Leandro area, in San Leandro, I believe. So you're right there.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, is that Northern California? That's not down south like Los Angeles area, but up north,
we're
right?
We're in Northern California. I'm like 10 minutes from Oakland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So San Leandro is connected to Oakland. Oakland, San Leandro, then it goes Hayward, Fremont. It just goes on and on. Yes. I'm in Northern California. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm loving this. Now, Gigi, you've got to tell us first, what exactly is the business Hair Replacement by Gigi? Tell us all about it.
Okay. It's Hair Replacement by Gigi, which non-surgical hair replacement. I empower, encourage, promote, and prepare cosmetologists to go into another area of their business. I wrote a book a while back, Don't Lose Your Clients Because They're Losing Their Hair. And I did that because in the industry, so many salons were losing their clients and had to refer them out when they could not replace the hair. First, I always say, you know, see a dermatologist. If grow back, you can work with a trichologist. But if it's not going to grow back, then you want to be able to service that client. And non-surgical hair replacement, where we're replacing the missing hair. We work with medical-related hair replacement, and that's where the lady lose her hair for medical reasons. So that's very important. If you're working with clients with medical-related hair loss, that you're able to use the right type of attachment methods to attach their hair. Now, it could be attached to skin. It could be attached to hair. So there's many options, but you must be prepared. So I carry the book I wrote, The Curriculum of Hair Replacement. Why did I do that? Because they need the theory. They need to know who, what, when, and why. You know, we're gifted out here, and we can attach, and we can style, we can create. But why are you doing it? When do you do it? Who do you do it on? It's so important. So it's non-surgical hair replacement. Hair Replacement by Gigi is an entity for education for non-surgical hair replacement.
how we used to talk. No, we stay on the phone at night till dawn. Do you remember all the things we said? Like I love you so I'll never let you go. Do you remember? Back in the spring,
listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Everything's changed because I would never thought the afro would come back, and it's back.
Well, let me say, I think I single-handedly brought it back.
Yeah.
long before it was back, I don't think I ever stopped wearing the afro.
Oh, my gosh.
I just waited for it to come back, you know.
you loved your afro, okay.
I love my afro. I most certainly do. And I'll tell you, it has a lot to do with what you're saying, because just having, being able to show that, you know, that we have pride in our heritage, literally our heritage, and being able to just, you know, have something that is uniquely yours. And when I started the hair radio, just hair radio in general, and everyone said, oh, it's so, hair is so esoteric. That's what the gentleman who at that time, I don't know if it was the New York Daily News, or if it was the Newark Star-Ledger, but it was one of the papers that talked about, or was it, I was in several newspapers, and I remember that's what the gentleman said. You can always remember something that was kind of meant in a bad way, you know, sadly. And so, and I said, well, yes, it is esoteric. It is, you know, it means different personally. And but when it looks collectively at our culture, hair takes on an all-new meaning that's kind of unlike any other community that I know of.
Right.
And so for us, hair is huge. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And I vowed at that time to, you know, to own it, literally, and, you know, and to communicate and educate people about healthy hair and hair and all of that. So I'm very proud of the work we've done. And this demonstrates it by having somebody like yourself.
Everything's changed because I would never thought the afro would come back, and it's back.
Well, let me say, I think I single-handedly brought it back.
Yeah.
long before. And I have to say, in doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for, well, the show itself for 2 decades, I don't really recall anyone really saying they kind of started working with the children when it came as it applied to, you know, hair care. So that's kind of nice. Most a lot, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of the individuals I've talked to kind of move away from that, I hate to say.
Yes.
So
that's my calling.
Wow.
I love the kids.
So tell us
I have
about
patience. Well, it all started, you know, you have kids that cry or are very sensitive on the head, on their hair, and I have patience for that. I guess I had the tolerance when I had my daughter. I was practicing on her head, and I just built up patience for, you know, doing little kids' hair. Because usually when they come in the salon, everybody runs, like you said. Nobody wants to do kids' hair.
Oh.
You know.
Wow.
And I'm just, I have the calling for that. I love to do little kids' hair. I have the patience, you know, the drive for it.
Uh-huh.
It's just something that I love doing.
Wow. Well, first... It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's April 17, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast show number 981. Show number 981. As we march towards broadcast number 1,000, let me bring to the airwaves my longest, I think the longest serving co-star, co-host on the broadcast in the history of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we're talking about the Queen of the Mornings. You know her well. All the way from Water Valley, Mississippi, it's my great pleasure and honor to welcome Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy mid-show.
Yes, back at you.
Good morning to all my queens and kings out there this morning.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you to everybody for tuning in.
Yes, absolutely. I better just welcome my wonderful care bears.
Care bears.
Yeah, got to remember to shout out to our fan clubs. I have the Care Bears,
PBR
Bears.
That's
Nicole
it.
Marie, of course, the Queens and Kings, and Michael Hopkins and his wonderful claims hunters. So
right,
all of us, coast to coast. No,
that's
Nicole
it.
Marie, I tell you, it's one of those mornings. It's the middle of the week, and you're trudging every step of the way.
It's raining here this morning. Is it raining there?
It looks pretty good out so far. Not down here at Hair Radio Houston, Texas, I should just let folks know. And over in New York, it's coming along. It's going to be around in the mid-60s, upper 60s out in New York City. So,
so far.
Yeah, so out here it's pretty good. So listen, by Wednesday you need that little something extra,
that little something extra
to kind of kick you through the hump. And,
well, you've been killing it this morning with the music, Carrie.
Really? Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you like
it.
Well, I figured we needed a little bit more.
I enjoy it every day, but this morning it was a little different from, you know, older music that I hadn't heard, and I'm like, okay. Carrie cutting up this morning.
Oh, I really did go back a bit on some of these songs.
Right.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Really? Well, you're very kind. But that's what a lot of the fans, when I run into folks in the street or, folks call me after the show, oh, I listened and da-da-da-da. Oftentimes they will say the music that they want to hear, or they'll pass along a song or something like that. And for me, I kind of like it. I think our soft spot on the radio show, songs that we have forgotten, particularly from the 80s, the 90s, we go back even earlier on some of those songs.
So true. Some of them I have never heard.
Really?
Sometimes you play stuff, it's like, oh my goodness, okay, where'd that come from? But I enjoy it though. Then I have to do some digging and hear some more. So it's all good.
Yeah, well, you can do that. Most of the songs that we try to find, like I said, they're a little bit different, but to me, we take the music very seriously on the show because the music really shapes what we're doing.
Oftentimes,
they're guests, so thank you for that. But yeah, we'll continue to bring the music, and as they say, what is it? We're gonna bring the wow, and
bring the wow, the wow factor.
Yeah. I kind of like that, too. You know, I really do. Yeah. There's a TV commercial where that's actually on the commercial as well. So really good stuff. So, Nicole Marie, yes, want to talk a little bit about entrepreneurship today. We don't get a chance, in my opinion, often to go in as much as we should.
So true.
On the importance of entrepreneurship and all that. And I think that there's a lot of all of this in the news, like I said, just kind of real odd stuff going on. I understand there's a big trial happening in New York and all this, and just a lot going on. And to be quite frank,
every single day, Harry.
Yeah, aren't folks kind of, haven't we had a little bit of our fill on some of this? I would say so,
because I know I'm tired of it.
Okay, Nicole Marie, you're going in.
You have to go through the justice system, but I mean, come on. Enough is enough. You know, every time you turn around, it's something else on some charge for this or charge for that. Come on.
And no one can keep it straight. It just tells you what kind of fishbowl we're in that this is the best we can do. Somebody's literally trying to run for the highest office in the land who is just, I mean, awful, awful in my opinion. But we're going to stay on top of it. This is why it's so important to have folks like yourself doing civic duties. Michael Hopkins, who was an accredited claims agent. And I served this past year in New York City on the community board as well.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's important that we stay focused and continue the hard work. And it takes hard work to do what we're doing.
So true. Because people think that if you're in politics, that there's wrongdoing going on, and that is not the case. There are a lot of people that are truly committed to the community, committed to doing service of the people, and have the best interest at heart for their community.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I was proud to work with a lot of those individuals up in New York. When you look at the news and they're picking jury people and former president on the hot seat, where did we kind of take veer to the wrong direction?
Right.
But it's never too late for us to turn things around. And I think we can turn things around.
That's why we need people in the community to stand up and be a voice.
And say enough is enough.
For justice, yes. We have the power to turn it around. It's up to us, each one of us. But we have to stand up to do that.
Yeah, to me, I think we got to get the folks out of the office. Get a lot of those folks out. They've corroded the system. And
exactly.
Just awful. But I'll tell you, this big trial business that's happening, what it reminds me of, and look how difficult it is for the wheels of justice and how slow they're turning, that it's taken like 8 years to even get one of these cases. I think the one that's happening right now, where they're doing the jury selection still. To come to bubble up. It's too much. It's too
way
much.
Too much.
Way past that point. And I think that you guys out there, I really do think, Nicole Marie, that the general public is going to make their feelings known. I believe so. Well, this is how you, like you were saying, this is how you let your voice be heard.
Right.
You know.
So it's crucial. Crucial to do that.
Yes, we're just looking at it seems like women's rights being taken away and the people in general are just voiceless, and we are spending all our time caught up in some man's personal crazy lunacy. I don't even know the right words to describe how awful it is. But we need to march them right on out of America. And who knows? But I'm just tired of it, and I know you guys are as well. But we've got to stay vigilant. Listen, we've got to stay vigilant. This is not something to go to sleep on. So if we're looking to make a change, as you said, Nicole Marie, that change falls upon us.
Exactly.
So very important.
We have the power with our vote and our voice.
You hit that on the head. Well, listen, and you always get into this a little later, which is our hope of the day. Right now, you're listening to Kerry Hines and Nicole Marie, Hot Mic Live on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Had to drink about 10 cups of coffee this morning.
Oh,
just
wow.
To kind of get it going. No, that was an exaggeration.
Moving, huh?
You wouldn't need to talk to me if I drank 10 cups. I'm literally still on the first this morning, but it is always, it's always busy. I got to say here at Air Radio, we're always working on something, but it's
always
one of those days.
But that's what it takes, We do what
we
have to do.
We've got only 19 episodes left before we hit
1,000
broadcasts.
Yes, that's amazing. I'm so excited, Kerry.
Yes, me too.
This time has flown by. 1,000.
That's a
lot.
Wow. So we've had several thousand guests come through our doors. We've played thousands and thousands of songs on the show. We've covered every topic that you can imagine right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. This morning, you heard from quite a few that passed through our doors.
Right.
It's just been an incredible time. It really
has. It certainly has.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, of course, Dr. Yolanda Raglan. We'll see if we can get on one of her real bursts as well. But it has been just an incredible time. It really has. Yeah, so
now,
it's
1,000 and beyond coming soon.
Yes, wow.
Keeping it going.
Well, my thing is, once we hit 1,000 shows, where do we go from here, Nicole?
Wow.
Where do we go from here?
Hey, we keep it moving, Kerry.
I like that. That's the way to look at this. It really is, everybody. It's to keep it moving, keep pushing forward. That's the only way you're going to get anywhere, really. And so I'm super excited. Well, I know Michael will be back in just a couple minutes here on the show. We're going to check in with him and see what's happening. Again, we had on. He actually went, we had a very long episode yesterday of Vet Talk Radio. And folks, I think we're still talking about it. We'll check in with him on that and see any feedback. And just a lot of good stuff. Like my old, we go in. I think also wanted to mention that was Nancy. You guys heard a little while ago from Nancy DeShowman's talking about doing children's hair and everybody runs in their little kids.
I love
in
that.
The
and I had a laugh, Kerry, because my youngest daughter is so very tender-headed.
Ooh.
Whether it's combing, shampooing her hair, whatever. I'm like, goodness. So I can definitely. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's a battle every day. It's a battle.
Yeah. I did laugh.
But we make it through.
Yes, when you come on into the salon, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of go to the back. Well, you know, it is. It does take a lot of patience. And
it does.
When you're working, yeah. So it's good that they know. Like Nancy loves working with the kids.
That's
right up her alley. Yeah, and I went to her shop out in Queens, New York. Long way from at that time I was in northern New Jersey. I think that was in New York City, but she was a long way out there. She really does love working with the children. I remember being at her shop, and there was a lady who came in, and Nancy gave her, I was sitting right there, Nancy gave her a really great style, but it wasn't the style that the woman exactly said she wanted, I guess. So when I got there and I looked, I said, well, the lady's hair looked really fantastic. So after she got a couple of compliments, because she was not feeling it so much when she left out, but I remember so well that Nancy told me she got, because I gushed over how beautiful she looked with her hair. And when several people, a lot of times, Nicole Marie, it takes others to see you through their eyes. Whatever happened there, you don't, you know, you're not feeling, but then you get a couple of compliments. Maybe it's a new dress.
Then you feel so much
you
better.
Get a couple of compliments.
It's like, okay. Well, maybe it's not so bad.
Exactly. Now, that's exactly what happened, and she just, from then on, she was in. And I used to tell my barber in New York all the time, you know, I'll come in and ask for the style, but when the style changes and I'm still getting the same old style, you gently let me know it's time to cut something off. Yeah. Well, because a lot of us get stuck.
Exactly. I've definitely had that happen. Like, okay, well, what am I going to do now? I have to do something different.
Exactly. Where folks see you, they know who you are coming a mile away. They could look at a shadow and know that's you. That's when it's time to change up a little bit.
Have you
said you reached that point at some point where it's time to change
up.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Maybe it's time to change up, do something different. I'm always looking. I think it was yesterday we were talking about getting out of your comfort zone.
Getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, all that is so critical and important. Keep on the move. Don't sit still. You know, get up and let it move around. Yeah, keep the energy going. I also liked what Nancy was saying, and I came in about the Afro talk, and I have. If you look at my Instagram at Hines Carey, I've had every style under the sun. I've had all kinds of styles, from long hair, short hair, all kinds of, you know, just strange, you know.
Well, I never had an afro, but.
Well, I'll tell you, I love that Carapi, my natural shampoo and conditioner, works so well. My traditional line works so well with keeping your hair moisturized, and it's just incredible.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. I wanted to get that out there. And we'll be talking more on our wonderful products and all of that in days to come right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I just want to get that on out there and get that across to everybody. Nicole Marie, also, like I said yesterday, and each day really, you do something very special here on the broadcast. You kind of inspire us a tad. I'm going to just go ahead and put it on out there. I think you do. You really do.
Inspiration is the key.
Yeah, it is
Start
the key. And we kind of need it. We kind of need it.
We do.
Yeah. There was earlier we kind of had on Dr. Ganoush, and she was talking, and we dug into our archives, and some of it was during the COVID period. So a lot of this, you know, we've really gone and we've been through so much. You and I, you know, we've been through a lot right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We really have.
True.
And, you know, in recent times, there have been earthquakes and eclipses and new presidents, and we've been through so much.
Just so much.
Yeah, so we're here. I think when the show started, Obama was in office. That's when we started this version of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
We're
so
still
we've
standing.
Been with you through. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And almost 1,000 episodes later. So really
awesome.
Good stuff. Well, now it is time for that hope of the day. And we said
hope of the day. Hey, hope.
Yeah,
hope.
Which is really, really, really important. Again, we came up with a little doobie-dab. Kind of to get folks, you know, on board with what hope is all about. So let's take a look.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
Small Hope. All right, Nicole Marie, what hope do you have for us today?
The hope for today is... gather mindful moments. Slow the daily rush. Filter out past problems. Take a childlike approach and recognize the moment you're living in. Savor it as it happens rather than looking to the next one. Back to you, Carrie.
I love that. What comes to mind for me is really... you know, savoring the moment, appreciating
right.
the moment right,
right.
now. Yeah, there's a reason that they say, what is that, that the present, you know, really is, that's the gift, is right now. That's the
exactly.
only thing that we
the
can
is your
control.
Gift.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
I love that. So, Patrick, that book is just incredible. And I love
it.
So all good stuff. And I do. You've got to savor the moment. Appreciate where you are. Remember to be present in the now.
Exactly.
And that's what
right.
that says to me. Now, what about yourself, Nicole Marie? Are you one who is always in the now?
Yes, I actually appreciate it and, you know, take time to really focus on the now. You know, those moments we can't get back. So you enjoy them, especially like with my family. That's very important to me. My children growing up so fast. So it's like you have to savor each moment, each activity, the, you know, just the time that you spend with people, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whatever the case may be in the moment, live in the moment because, you know, we never know. Because though we can't get those moments back.
Ooh, all right.
So very
you
important.
Can move over Patrick Lindsay. All right, Nicole Marie. Good stuff. I'm wondering, what about Michael Hopkins, the wonderful host
Michael
of Vetmouth Radio?
Wow.
Good morning, Hopper Hopkins.
Good
Michael,
morning,
good
Mike.
Morning.
Wow.
Yes, that is a big wow. Savoring the moment, living in
That's
the
it.
Moment. And that
yeah.
is a good future in that because
yeah.
things happen. Some of these
exactly.
moments you can't get back. It's
mm,
not like you can
it.
Hit the rerun button and you can play it all over again.
You
that,
mean
that's not going to
happen, right?
Yeah.
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not going to mm. happen. But, yeah, yeah
well,
that's what you have to do. You have to enjoy life.
Yes. Now, Michael, are you one of those folks who tries to be present Meaning, you know, in that moment, or are you someone who kind of, you don't pay that much attention, just let things kind of pass on through? You know, are you one who's present for these big things?
Well, as I'm kind of getting to the next phase in life.
Oh, Michael, you ain't going to the next phase. We're going to keep you right here at this phase.
Oh, yeah.
What
I mean, well,
I'm afraid to talk about that thing.
What I mean, Carrie and Nicole Marine, what I mean is this, that my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and my children are getting older. So I'm learning how to understand that, because as a parent and a grandparent, you always see your family as being little children. You always see it that way, no matter what they do, how old they get. But
so now
I'm learning.
They're getting...
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. I love it. I think it's awesome. So, Michael, great to have you with us and joining us. Exactly. Nicole Marie, outstanding, as always, on the hope and bringing that inspiration that we so badly need.
Hope.
Very much.
Yeah,
so.
Hope of the day. Good job. Let's just take a little break. We've got more music on the way. And then, Michael, got to talk about Vet Talk Radio. And what's next?
Very much so.
Stay with us. Gotta dig up some classic Tina Turner. Stay with us.
Let me say the same, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Be the one you come running to. I'll never be untrue. Oh, baby, now let's be together, loving you well.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Yes, my name is Angela Clark. I am the owner of Clark VO Services, and it is a voiceover company. So it is. It started out with just my voice, but I am an entrepreneur. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and so that was the reason why, from the very beginning, we chose to create Clark VO Services rather than just promoting Angela Clark, voice artist, because it has always been my goal to be able to work with other voice artists and build a business that was established enough to offer more than just my voice. So that is actually the next phase of my business. Now that I've established myself really well as a voice artist, you know, I work with companies all around the world, Singapore, and India. I work with clients from those countries actually on a daily basis. I work with literally around the world. It is just exciting. I love working with clients from around the globe, big, little, mom and pop businesses to corporate, you know, corporations. It is just, every day is a brand new adventure, you know, and like I said, originally it was just my voice. I've established that pretty well, so the next phase is to add more voice talent to the company, which is, you know, something we're super excited about here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here today because there are a couple things I also wanted to mention that you are also in the hair world, at least you've made a big, big splash in the hair world, literally, and you've, yes, you've done some great things, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. We really are. But I don't want to gloss over this because you said Clark VO Services. That's the name of the business for the voiceover work. And so this is helpful to folks, you know, just in mentioning that you were going to be on our show. You know, I'm talking to folks and just saying, you know, Angela's coming to the show. I was so excited, you know, and they're like, can I have Angela do something for me? I need her to do a voice thing for us, too. I said, okay, I'll pass that along. And that's really a true story. So this is really
that
nice.
Right?
Does this happen?
That is how I grow, Carrie. Yep.
Aww.
That is really how we grow, is happy clients, spreading the word, you know, like any business, like the hair business for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's how you grow your clientele. One happy client spreads the word. It's the same thing for me. Happy clients spread the word. So.
Wow. Well, now I
and,
want...
you know.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we are on, of course, there's clarkvoservices.com, but
yeah,
I am on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Twitter is, I mean, you can Google my name and you'll find it. ClarkVOServices.com has the links to all
awesome
of our social media pages.
And
so that's the easiest way.
Too. Yes, they can come.
Yeah, and YouTube is always a really fun place too, Carrie. I post on YouTube. I post project clips. I love to advertise my clientele, so as long as they let me, I will spread the word for their business as well. You know, I'm in promoting myself, I promote them. I love to go hand in hand with that. And of course, I do lots of character work as well, so I always post that kind of stuff. So my YouTube channel is informative and somewhat hilarious at times, but we have a lot of fun on YouTube.
Well, speaking of which, you also do something where our fans over on our, when we have our 24hourhairradio.com playing, we often will dig up some of your old podcasts, and I hope you continue with it because we just love it so much, where you are sharing all kinds of advice and just talking to people about little different doobie-dabs and things. And I just found it very intriguing. So please, you know, when you put together some new things or want to dig up any more, please feel free to do so so we can get them on out there across. Because since we've last worked together, we are now also shouting out the folks over at Upscale Magazine Radio. They're on 24/7 with their own wonderful format, and we're so proud and excited. So you get to play everywhere. So, yes, yes, you absolutely
that
do.
That is awesome. I started that podcast because I, like I said, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I have that entrepreneurial spirit, and I love to teach people about building business. You know, once you have those skills, whatever business you decide to build, the skills apply. And so that podcast was a great, I ended up teaching, I'm teaching a class that is for voice artists right now. But my subject is those business skills that they need to build this, to build this business. And so that's really where the podcast came from, is just passing out those skills to other people with that same entrepreneurial spirit. So I'll have to let you know when we add more content to that.
Yes, please do. I really mean that. That is huge for us. Also, now listen, we mentioned at the top of this that you were a salon owner. So I got to talk a little bit about that. So so tell us about your career in the hair industry. You know, you came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we have to talk about it.
That's right. That is why you are so near and dear to my heart. I did start out as a hair salon owner. I went to beauty school at 30 years of age, Carrie. Because I had all intentions of, I went to beauty school to get my license to be a salon owner. I never had any intention of always working for somebody else. It was always to be an owner. And I just needed licensed to do that. And I had everybody tell me that you could not do that. You needed to work for somebody for a good 10 years, and then you needed to, you know, slowly move into that. But I knew how to operate
a
business.
Well, you're a smart lady. You're a very savvy cookie. You know, you really
I knew that my business would be built on me being a good entrepreneur, a good business owner, and giving my stylist the absolute best place to work. Now, I'm in Pennsylvania, so we are not allowed to do booth rental. So every girl
like
that
Jersey,
worked in my shop
is the same, yeah.
The same way. Okay, so every stylist that worked for me literally worked for me. They were my employees. And so it was always my goal to make my salon the absolute best place for them. As a business owner, I always took that very personally. Like, I wanted my stylist to be so happy in my shop that they never wanted to go anywhere else. Because as a salon owner, you know, the hardest part is it's so destructive to a business when your stylist, you put all that money and effort and time into building their clientele, and then they take it and go somewhere else.
So exactly,
you know, that's destructive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I can honestly say my employees loved working for me because I always put their needs first. You know, I would, if they, anything within reason, if they wanted to try it, you know, I would figure out a way that we would try that. And sometimes that made the shop money and sometimes it didn't. But overall, I had employees that literally would not go anywhere else. I was comfortable with that. I knew that I could go on vacation and feel that the shop was just fine. I have this theory, as any business owner should have for their business, but I always trained my stylist I wanted to be able to walk away. I wanted to be able to walk away for a time and feel comfortable enough that the shop was going to run on its own. So 99% of the things that I did as a business owner, In combination with all the employees, it could literally be taken care of without me. And I thought, I did that on purpose because I thought it was my responsibility to myself and my family. If something would happen to me and I'd be in the hospital or, you know, sick and couldn't come in, I wanted the shop to still be able to run itself. And so I don't think they even realized it, but between all of them, they could completely run the business. And that was, I encourage every owner, set yourself up that way. So it is not totally 100% dependent on you. Don't carry that burden. Business ownership is hard enough. You know, don't have all that weight on yourself.
You know what? I'm going
to there's my preaching
take
moment.
That to heart because I felt like you were delivering that message right to Carrie Hines too.
I will pass the offering plate around when I'm done.
Well, then I'm going to stick my hand in there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you, I really have to say that is the best advice, and I'll tell you something else. And you know that I've done thousands of interviews. This is not a secret. But what amazes me is in all of those interviews that I've done, I could literally count on one hand how many times someone has told me about their employees. It is so rare that they have even acknowledged their employees. I'm telling you, I wish I were making this up. So I already know that what you're telling me is a 100% big fact, that it's got to be exactly what you said, because you apparently did create an environment like that, because you talked about your employees longer than you talked about anything else. So
because my employees were my business.
I love it.
Your employees build your business. And I know that it's not how everybody thinks about ownership. I know that's not the first thing they think of. And I know that I set the environment, right? In my salon, the environment was my attitude and my personality. That is the biggest thing that we bring to our salon as a salon owner. We set the environment and we set the mood, we set the tone, right? So it is naturally, when I was there, you have to turn yourself on, right? You love people. You love your clients. You love your employees. You have a smile on your face. You're not fake, but because people know that. They know when you're fake. But you have a general sense of this is my business and I appreciate and love the people that enter here, whether they work for me or they are a customer of mine. And every single person will genuinely feel that. So when you care about the people that work for you, they care about you. I really had very few. Once I realized that, Carrie, I mean, once I learned to really put their needs first and to care about them as an individual, to care about their families, they knew that. They knew that I cared about their children and their spouses and their boyfriends or whatever, their partners. They knew I cared about them as a person. They were the most loyal employees anybody could ask for. And with that, they refer other people. They're like, you know what? You need to come work for Angela. It is the best place you can ever think of working. And that's why the business grew. I'm in a small town, right? I'm in a small town in central Pennsylvania, and it was the largest salon in the area.
Wow.
And I made a very happy, healthy income from that salon. At one point, we had one salon with four locations.
Wow. Incredible.
I just was a girl who knew how to appreciate people, had a strong sense of entrepreneurial skills and drive, and went to school and got my license because I wanted to put that into being a salon owner.
Wow. Well, I say this, and I really mean it. And when I said that you are very smart, very savvy, very sophisticated, you know how to, you know, you use a lot of just plain common sense type stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And you have a good personality, and you kind of figured out, because that's really what's at the core of entrepreneurship. I really believe that, you know, and you let your personality drive your business. And that, and you really figured it out. And I'm paying even more close attention than I think I've ever paid attention to anybody because I love the advice. And sometimes,
hey,
you know,
love and respect others, and you give your best, Carrie. It doesn't matter what business it is. Those two things lead you to success.
You know what? I think you were right on time this morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Literally. I really mean that. And it means a great deal. So, okay, now here's the question. Who pours this into you? How did you learn all this? Because this is not something that is just going to be a natural thing. How did you get inspired?
Oh, Carrie, I'll tell you what. that is such a loaded question. My husband and I both come from very poor backgrounds. Both of us, you know, we both grew up, rural settings, you know, no college educations in our families, no college education for us. You know, we both felt like, at some point you have to break that cycle of poverty, and that poverty thinking. And, we both decided that we were going to scratch and claw our way out. And we decided that we were going to find mentors. We were going to find mentors, like people that had a successful marriage. We were going to find people that were awesome parents, that had the children to show for it, right? But just because you have a successful marriage does not mean you're a super awesome parent or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we found those. And then we found people that were successful in business. And some of those people, I mean, we literally had to just beg them to just spend a couple of minutes with or become in some kind of servant position. You know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Can I, anything to spend time with you, to be near you, whether I had to outright tell them that or just somehow put myself in their circles. But I targeted people that I wanted to learn from. And I took every opportunity I could to be around them. And then lastly, honestly, is reading. We studied and studied everything, marriage books, parenting books, business books. You know, we studied hard, and we were broke for years. But we did work our way out of that. You know, my husband and I, we were 17 when we got married.
Oh, my.
We were just kids.
Wow.
We were literally kids, and we knew that we didn't want to we just didn't want to live in that poverty anymore. And there's just, we knew that our parents loved us. We were never unloved. We knew that we were loved, but we knew that they couldn't help us because they only knew what they knew. And so we decided we had to go beyond that. We had to get out of how we were living and do better for our children and change their lives. And in that process, you know, our children have no idea. Our two older ones do. Our older children, we have our daughter's 26, our son is 25, and then we have a daughter who is 20. The 26-year-old and the 25-year-old, they can remember being poor, Carrie. They can remember the, you know, you have this much money to get all of your clothes. Let's see, how can we do that? You know, they can remember that. The youngest one does not. She has grown up in a totally different environment. we always say the youngest or the two oldest, they remember building businesses and being broke building a business. And the youngest one, she just remembers the success of the businesses.
Well, I always say there's a benefit in both sides.
There is. Yeah. There is.
Really is.
I think we might have scared business ownership out of the first two.
Okay. I hear you. Well,
we might have scared it right out of them.
You've got to tell us your husband's first name. We got to at least be able to shout him out this morning.
Oh, he is my best friend, of course, the love of my life. His name is Josh.
Josh, okay. We're shouting out Josh.
He is my partner in everything. You know, he does do voiceover a little bit with me. But in every business that I have ever done, we tackle it hand in hand, for sure. Whether he is seen or not, even at the salon, we always called the salon our family farm, because
wow.
You know, my husband was the guy that helped me with my books, and he was the repairman, and he was the guy that would paint, and he was the guy, you know, he was like, even all of my employees, you know, they knew we ran the business together, even if
wow.
He wasn't there on a daily basis. We absolutely run all of our businesses. We run them together.
You know what? You guys, you just have it. You have it together. You know what I mean? However you got there, you know, maybe if you had all those, you didn't have such humble beginnings, or you didn't have things, you might be different people and your whole lives would be different. I just think
yep.
That you guys are just remarkable. I love your story. I'm just blown away.
Thank
this
you.
I really didn't expect Angela. You could knock me over. You knocked me over literally out of my chair. Here. I had. No
I told
idea.
You those were loaded questions.
I had no idea. You know, this is why it is so important. It is so important to share everybody's stories. Each story from each person, because everybody does have a story to tell, and I can totally relate to what you say, and you are going to connect with so many people who are out there and listening to you right now with this, and I just think it's incredible. So we've got to remind everybody the name of your business again and how they can catch up with you, because I think your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook. I think the people are going to be contacting you for voiceover work to help their businesses grow and all that wonderful good stuff. So tell everybody again how they can catch up with you.
Well, my name is Angela Clark. You can always Google Angela Clark, voice artist. But my website is clarkvoservices.com. And if you go to the website, it will direct you to my social media pages. You can message me on the website. You can email me. I'm pretty easy to get in contact with. So any way that you're comfortable, you go ahead and reach out.
Yes. And, of course, you can always connect to Angela right here through her family at the Hair Radio Show.
That's
now,
right.
Yes. Now, speaking of which, I have to say, one of my favorite voiceover announcements of Angela's that we play here all the time, and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know this announcement. I've had so many guests who've been on our show, and they always reference it, and it goes something like this, and I can't do Angela's, where Angela has her own thing. Let me just say that, her own special gift that we just so appreciate here. But it cracks me up because the ending says, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. That's what it says.
Oh, so I don't even remember doing that one. That is so awesome. I'm going to have to listen for that one. I love it.
It is just one of my favorites. And so many people.
Oh, that is so cool.
About it. So really
your commercials
stuff.
And announcements are so much fun to do.
Well, listen, I have just thoroughly enjoyed them here. So now what's next for you and the company?
Well, so I got to a point with Clark VO Services where it was actually costing me money to leave the house and go to the salon. So yeah. I did have to decide at some point, you know, which one I was going to really put my head down and dig into because, you know, I made a good living at the salon.
Right.
And I loved my clientele and I loved my stylist that worked with me and we were like a family there. So it was a lot of tears, but I knew I was making the right decision. But, as of June 1st this year, I had approached one of my stylists and asked if she would be interested in taking over my baby. And, she, of course, we both cried, I think for weeks, we cried and laughed and hugged and whatever. But, so she took over the shop and, I have decided, you know, as of June 1st, I just own Clark VO Services. I am no longer the owner of the Swirl Shop Salon. It is enough, you know, I really, from a business perspective, you know, my husband and I, we're doing the books and he's like, babe, you know, it's time. It's time that you hand that shop over to somebody else and you know, commit fully. You know, we got to the point where I was not going to sell the salon and then hope to meet my income goals. You know, it had to be solid. So we decided that before I was even going to think about selling the salon, I would double the income that I was making at the salon.
Wow.
And, you know, when we hit that point, it was time. So that's where we're at. And June was a kind of a recovery month. I did my daily work and left the studio and enjoyed time with my kids and my grandchildren and really just relished the fact that I could take some time off and recuperate. And my husband took me out of town several times just to get away. And we, you know, I felt like I kind of licked my wounds and healed a little bit. But we have goals. We have a lot of goals for a voiceover business. And so, you know, now I'm kind of getting back into the, okay, these are our goals. This is where we grow from here. You know, I want to add some more voice artists to the roster for Clark VO Services. So I'm working with other artists. And, you know, I think that's the next step for us.
I
love this business.
Yes, and I was about to tell you, speaking of that, that it's the perfect partner, what you're doing, with where we are now in terms of technology and the whole world of podcasts. So your business works in tandem with, you know, with the whole thing on podcasts and everything else that's happening. So I think you have really positioned yourself incredibly well. And I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I love it. And, you know, I was just, because I told you I teach a class, you know, of voice artists. I teach them business perspectives. And, you know, I was just telling them the other day, think about what we do. We change the world.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I get to help you grow your business.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, it's my voice out there, but I'm like a silent partner. You know, I create ads for you, or sometimes it's just I do voicemail for there was this great small business, Dove's Dog Training. Oh,
okay.
Look them up. They are a great business.
My.
And, you know, I just did their voicemail for them.
Wow.
So I love being a part of growing that family-owned business. You know, I feel like, and then I get to promote them on social media. And, of course, then we follow each other. And when they post, I share. And that is just part of I get to help you grow your business.
And vice versa.
That is very rewarding.
And vice versa. And that
yes.
is, yes, it is incredible, and it is a great gift. And you help to shape, like I said at the top of this, you help to shape what we put out to represent our business. And I just think it's incredible, just incredible. You're doing an amazing job, and we're very grateful. And like I said, I'm just sorry it took so long to get you on our airwaves as Angela. But you made everything happen at the right time. And so,
that's right.
Yeah, so I think, you know, this is just the beginning. And we're going to continue, and we're going to help you to continue to grow that business of yours and keep folks informed as to what you're up to. So you got to come back.
Well, thank you.
You got to come back.
Thank you. I would love to. You know I love you guys at the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. And see, we every time I hear your voice, I hear all of the announcements. Isn't that crazy? I really do. because we've gotten so used to hearing your voice. It is just bizarre. Well, listen. You
oh,
are
that's
just
cute.
Awesome. Yeah, so thank you so much for being a part of the Hair Radio Show family in your own way. You know, you're a big part of what we're doing, and we're going to continue that. So listen, Angela, I want to say thank you again. And any last words you want to leave with everybody today?
Oh, it is an honor and a privilege to work with you, Carrie. It is an honor to be a voice on your station and to
yes.
be promoting, you know, for you. I just love it. And
you.
I look forward to working with your other family members. You know,
yes.
it is just an amazing opportunity. And I am forever grateful and thankful. You know, it has been just a wonderful experience getting to know you.
Thank you. Likewise, like we said. You haven't made it until you've made it. Now you got to know to come right on in.
That's
now.
Right.
You haven't
All
made
right.
it until you've made it to.
To the yeah. Hair Radio Show.
We'll see you back here next time. Thank you, Angela. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. Now I have with me a very, very special guest. Well, she's joining us for the very first time. Now, she is, I call a wig expert as well as someone who specializes in natural hair. Me officially welcome Miss Brianna Spruill to the show. Good morning. Good morning,
Hi.
Brianna.
Good yes. morning, Gary. How are you?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm doing just great. First of all, it's exciting to have you here. Now,
Thank
guys,
you.
I yes, absolutely. And I got to tell you, because everything that you're doing is so relevant and so right now that this is great. And it's a pleasure to introduce our fans to you and your work. So
Thank
first
you.
Of all, yeah, well, first of all, let's let everybody know. So where are you located? Where are you based out of?
I
yes.
am born and raised from Montclair, New Jersey.
Yay, 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 to Montclair. Yes, I lived there for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am a New Jersey-born baby.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So New Jersey. And you know what? New Jersey, because, and I've lived on both coasts, and we have fans of the show and stylists and people from all over America. But there's a certain flavor about New Jersey. There really is. There's a certain flavor that kind of New Jersey has its own little style. Yes, it's mm-hmm. close to New York, and it kind of I'd like to think that a little bit of that comes and kind of lends itself over to New York and vice versa. But New Jersey has its own thing. What do you say? Do you feel that way?
Yes. New Jersey definitely has its own way, especially when it comes to music and people's
yes.
personality and energy. And yes. New Jersey really, really holds each other down. Like, I feel
yes.
so they support everybody in their own community, and they feel very strongly about their talents and abilities on how they can succeed in life. And they really, really just, like, support each other, like, a
I
lot.
Agree. Well, yeah, you know, and I remember this. You have a lot of famous people who, because Montclair is so close to New York, and so you have a lot of folks who love that whole space out there in Montclair, New Jersey. And they would take the, we used to have a bus, and they would take the old DeKalb bus us right into the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all of that. You had soap opera stars who lived in Montclair,
mm-hmm.
well-known soap opera stars. You had musicians, you know, who lived in Montclair and still do and all of that. Just a great community of folks. And so, and we've had some hair folks on from from Montclair as well. We really
That's
have.
Cool.
Yeah, we've had some great folks. So today is no exception. So, Brianna, I want to talk with you a little bit first on the type where, you know, we have everybody here on the show from the entire spectrum of hair care right here as part of our broadcast and the Hair Radio Morning Show, that is. And then... you know, we're going to be talking about everybody crossing over to Afrolock magazine. So we're going to get into all of that. But first, as a hair artist, yeah, and kind of a wig mentor, or just out there doing wigs. So you're one of the leading folks out there in this area. So I want to talk to you about all of that. Now, you have your own business that you have established. So I want you to tell our fans a little bit about your business. First, what's the name of it? And give us the skinny on this, Brianna, please.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I rebranded in 2023 of January. Now my brand is called Luminous Mood Hair.
Mm.
So I created that name because of how I perceive color in folks' hairs. I want everyone to feel uplifted. I want everybody to feel like their energy cannot be negative on anything. I want their souls to be fabulous all the time when it comes to their hair. When they look in the mirror, their hair is done with color. When they walk down the street, somebody notices them because their hair is so bright and they compliment them, make them feel good. I want my clients to feel like they're on top of the world with their hair, even if they're simple and they like to be subtle with natural hair tones. A pop of color, just one or two pieces of braids that have a brightness of green or yellow, just make them feel like, okay, I can act how I want to. Now it's the weekend. I don't have to act like corporate. So I just want everybody to feel free and they could just take over the world and do what they want. Luminous mood is off of vibrational, vibrant colors, psychedelical features, movement, giving yourself a good mood, put yourself in a good mood type of spirit. You know what I mean? Luminous mood.
Wow. I'm loving that. Now, I've got to tell you, as you were just talking about the color and giving yourself a pop of color, to me, color has come out of the closet, so to speak. And there was a time that you didn't see so much vibrancy out there, especially in the community. And so this is really interesting. And now color is all the rage. It really is. Color is all the rage. And it just finally has come into that. And really, speaking of rage, it has nothing to do with age out there. Everybody kind of says, oh, that you got to be young and this and that. But no, I think it's open to more so personality. And I think that that's what it kind of lends itself to. So what do you say with this new, you know, not just the respect, but just this new explosion of color and what you can do with color? Sometimes that can really add something to your hair. I think it's what you're kind of saying as well. So what do you say about the explosion of color?
Mm-hmm. Color is life. Color is what brings out the best of you. Color is what lets you tell the people there's no rules to life. There's no rules to life. Just be who you are. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. That's what I love about having people express themselves and be more open-minded to what we call society or the rules to life or the rules to the society, I guess I could say that. I don't know too much about, you know, the politics and things like that because it's so serious to me. And I don't base my life on being so serious because when you be more of yourself, people respect you more. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's well said. you kind of got it all in there, Brianna. Listen, folks out there, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Now, I have with me today someone who you're going to get to know really, really well on this broadcast and certainly as part of Afrolock Magazine. She is, I consider you to be a wig expert as well as a natural hair artist, a person who is well comfortable in these environments and what you are all about. And we're just having a conversation. What I love is that you are so focused as well on color and the vibrancy and what color can do and kind of, you know, and because it, to me, color and using color kind of awakens the spirit. And so I love this. And as you pointed out, uplifting souls and all of that good stuff, Brianna. So, yeah, good job. And welcome to the show again. And good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes. I tell you, out of Montclair, New Jersey. Now, you also come over. You service New York. This is something that is important to you. You roll out and you have what I call already you've launched yourself into a great career in terms of being someone who does shoots, a lot of live entertainment and things like that. So, of course, you've got a big background in traditional hair care services and cosmetology, natural hair and all of that. But you also, you've been able to step from behind the chair, so to speak, and work on projects, particularly a lot of entertainment projects and otherwise. Can you talk a little bit about that and why is that so important?
I can't really talk too much on it because I'm doing a project right now. But,
yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it gives you, how can I say, working on
well,
projects.
Well, it's exciting too, right?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what I was saying, it's exciting also.
It is exciting. You get to build a character, I guess I can say that. You get to build your own fantasy person that comes to life and you get to show the world. You get to work with other artists who are in the same career path as you. You get to work with people who actually respect your craft and give you the ability to they trust you on creating this character that everybody wants to make into one. Like it's a process. It's a long process, but a good long process to do because it gives you the, I feel like it gives you the credit that you are asking for.
Absolutely. It'll bring you the notoriety. Now, I've got to say, and I want to get you paired with some of our regulars here on the Hair Radio Morning Show who are walking in that lane. You know, we've had just the great Crystal Wright not all that long ago and so many others who are with us from time to time. And you fit right on in with that. You really do. And I know you've spoken with Camille as well. And she's been on the show, and so many others who are in that space. But I've got to talk about, you have a site. I do want folks to also be able to connect with you who are listening to the show right now. So share with everybody some of the ways they can connect with you online as well.
So online, I have a website. It's my first and last name. Ms. Crystal White actually guided me on how to do that. My mentor.
So
well, you know what? She's going to be, Crystal's going to be so happy to hear about you being connected right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She's one of our, you know, I call her one of the founding members, so to speak, in this game. And she's just a wonderful resource and one of the OGs here. And we're just so excited to have her be part of this as well. So good stuff. You got some great taste, Brianna Spruill.
Thank you.
So,
all my links are on my website. So if you want to catch me on Facebook, Instagram, I have a Pinterest account. I also have a Caviar account if you guys are looking to get my work published or submitted in magazines. I also, what else do I have? I have a Google account. I have a Yelp account.
Now, spell your name for everybody for the website, because I want folks to find you, Brianna.
Okay, so my website is www.brianaspruill.com.
So that's BriannaSpruill.com. And, of course, we're going to have Brianna to make sure she's registered over at our site at HAIRadio.com. That's our – we have a wonderful – it's like our own hair and beauty social media. So all it takes is like an email and a picture pretty much, and we get you approved and you're all set. So folks can connect with you, our fans. Can easily connect with you right at HAIRadio.com. And we have a lot of members from in and around the country and kind of some outside the country too, but who will discover you and certainly will help to kind of, you know, connect with you on that level. And I think it's going to be just fantastic. So we'll get you all set up for all of that. Yeah, absolutely. So now some of the things that I wanted to cover with you on the broadcast. What are some of your long-term goals, Brianna? Because this is, you do a lot, and you're definitely making a wave now. So what are some of your long-term goals in the industry?
My long-term goal is just to really just focus on building great relationships with other professionals. Because in the freelance industry, word of mouth is always key. I mean, it's fine to have social media and things like that, but when you're actually in somebody's presence and somebody's work facility, like a studio or just somebody's house where they do photo shoots at, just building a great relationship with other individuals is key for me, honestly.
I love it. Wow. Okay. Now, who are some of the folks who have inspired you along the way? Could be in, could be here, folks. Could, you know, be folks out there in the world. Who are some of the folks who have inspired Brianna Spruill?
So I really, really admire Kim Kimball. She's amazing.
Okay. Now tell us why, though. Tell us why you admire her.
Kim Kimball, because she established her own hair show, her own big corporate hair salon. It doesn't really intrigue me that she does celebrities' hair. I just love her personality and who she is as a person. To be a hair artist is what really inspires me to, like, even want to be in her presence. I want to still learn from her. I've spoken to Kim Kimball before over the phone, but I really want to meet her in person. That was my first.
What did she offer you some advice and some things to like a pathway? What was that like?
So that was way before when I even wanted to start getting into the film and TV.
Okay. So she inspired you to go that way, obviously.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Wow. So that was her transparency to me. Just to look at the credits after the movie to see who was the key in hair artist. Like that little
that
corner
too.
Right there.
Yeah.
It was
I thought it was just me. I really do. Every show I do, I look to see on the credits who was the hairstylist, whether they were the hairstylist or the principal. I look at the old shows. I research all those folks. I love it. I didn't think anybody
right.
else did that.
That's
amazing.
Was just like, that was like a bulb that lit up in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hello.
Awesome. Wow. Interesting.
I have a lot of people who I look up to. I have so many mentors. My first ever mentor was somebody I grew up with in Montclair, New Jersey. And she was doing everything in the world that I wanted to do. She was freelancing. She was doing commercials. She was being a hairstylist in people's homes. She was traveling. She works in a, I don't know if she works in it now, but she worked in what's it called? A home for the elders. She would do that.
Yeah.
Her name is Amira Janae. And we grew up together in Montclair. She lived right around the corner from me.
Wow.
We was in the same drill team. We went to school together. She's way older than me, but we went to school together. We hung out with the same girls. We went out together. We hung out in the park. My cousin, Ayana, they're really good friends.
Well, she has a beautiful name, Amira Janae. I'm loving it. I'm there for that.
Right. Maybe you can interview her next. Who knows?
You never know. Well, listen, anything is possible.
I was like, I want to be just like her. I'm going to call her. And I called her. And she was, when I called her on the phone, I'm like, can you mentor me? Like, can you bring me some things that you do as far as like hair and fashion shows in New York? She's like, I've never done that before. And she's like, I'm shocked that you asked me that. I'm like, no, because I really want to learn this. And I was just so determined. I did everything she asked me to do. I even canceled my clients when she asked me to help her, assist her.
Wow.
I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go help Amira because I want to be just like her.
Well, here, Radio Morning Show, I hope you're hearing what I'm hearing. This is one talented lady with determination. And Ms. Brianna Sproul, we just love you here. You're just really, you've mapped out you've kind of like a pathway for yourself for success in the hair business. And we just love it. And again, the hair business, I want to make sure that folks understand. The hair business is very vast. It is not just, we love the salon and the folks who are committed to that, traditional setting, and that's great and all of that, and the shops and so forth. But we're also loving the fact that these days, where social media has a huge space, as we talked a little bit about, also the fact that entertainment is exploded, and, on the scene. So there's so many things that you can do that are outside of the traditional, setting of what you might perceive a hairstylist to be doing. So we just love this now. We absolutely do. So I'm just grateful to have you with us on the show. And we've got a whole lot more to get into with you as we start to, talk a little bit more about what you're doing. So one other thing. Yeah, absolutely. So I do wanted to, I know we talked a little about some of your long-term goals and some of the folks that that you've been inspired by. But what do you say to the young girls who come up to you and recognize your work or what you've done or have accolades or praise for you? What do you say to them that might offer some inspiration to their journey?
I always tell them to reach out to me anytime when they need me or an advice, not even just when they see me that day. I tell them just go for what you believe in. Always focus on what you want for yourself, not anybody else. because there's no rules to the game out here.
Exactly. That was my point. There's no more rules.
No, they think it's rules, but it's really not. Rules are just structures to keep us balanced on completing goals, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's levels to building a good career. So just focus on what you believe in and write everything down. Make sure you write everything down. Have a notebook in your pocketbook. Don't just use your phone because your phone can shut down on you.
This is true. So keep a journal.
I mean, even if it's just like a little, I don't know, little pixie flip book, not something that's because you forget stuff in an instant. Like, you'll have an idea in your head. I'm like, oh, I think I could do that. Oh, I know I want to do that. And then somebody could just come up randomly and have a conversation with you and be like, dang, I forgot what I was just thinking about. So just try to always jot your ideas down because they always come to life no matter how long ago when you put them. I had my first journal in like 2011. And then it started manifesting. It doesn't matter how long it took. I was like, I want to make wigs and put them on fashion shows, and I'm doing it.
And actually, you have just, that was exactly what I wanted to kind of close out with today, because I'd be remiss if I did not talk a little bit about your connection to wigs. So we want to kind of roll that on out a little bit. Share with everybody wigs, because, you know, wigs, it's not the same. Speaking of being non-traditional, things have changed over the years. It's not just, you know, our great-grandma wig things and grab a wig like a hat and go type thing. Wigs have taken on a whole new level of meaning out there. And what do you say, and what can you tell us a little bit about your connection with wigs?
Wigs, when I first started doing them, like I said, it was something on how I wanted to braid them, because it's very versatile. And you could work on a wig as long as you want to versus doing it on a client, because they're not going to have them sit there more than 5 hours. So started braiding them, and then I did the recycling thing where a client would have a wig already and they just bring it to me and I braid it already. I started doing Comic-Con wigs for another client, Kate. So I did like character wigs too. The Broadway thing started to come and flow, building more character wigs. With the Grinch was really, really cool. It really challenged me on like how to sculpt wigs and how to build them.
That's huge. That's, you know, working in costuming and all that, and that all of that with the wigs and stuff for the performing arts. That's huge. And a lot of folks don't even realize that that's kind of available to them out there. So how was that? How did that come about for you?
The entertainment industry is still challenging for me because it's still freshly new. So the conversation I can have on right now with it is just to say that my foot is still at the door edge, like, you know, when you hold the door with your foot. That's
We're going to kick the door down. That's why you're here on the Hair Radio Morning Show today, Brianna Spruill. So listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to let you off the hook, but I want to just remind everybody out there that you are doing it up. And Brianna Spruill is a name that you're not going to forget. And it starts today. And so we are so happy to connect with you right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And again, remind folks out there how they can find you. Brianna, please.
Yes, please visit my website. Again, it's www.briannaspruill.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. They are all the same name, so you don't have to go around looking for different titles for me. Also, caviar, like I said, my editorial shoots and photos are going to be posted on there as well, more professionally-wise versus Instagram and Facebook. Also, my production company with my glam squad, I have a team of hair and makeup artists where we go and we do fashion shows behind the scenes, and we do the hair and makeup for the models and the designers, and we also do production company for agencies as well. So please reach out to me.
Even if spell your name one more time for everybody for the site. I want to make sure we get folks over there.
Okay. My first and last name is Brianna Spruill, BrianaSpruill.
Okay. So that's BriannaSpruill.com. Brianna, anybody you want to shout out to before we sign off this morning?
I just want to shout out all my mentors who have been there for me from the beginning, my mother, my family, the big supporters, my gorgeous guardian angel up in heaven, Priscilla. Also, you as well, Carrie.
Oh, everybody forgives me, so thank you. Thank you, Brianna. How very sweet. Well, listen, we just appreciate you here. You're doing it up. And we're going to have you back on a regular basis because we definitely want to talk about the wig journey. That's what I'm calling it. And also your work in natural hair. Absolutely. We got to get more into protective stuff. We're going to talk about all that in shows to come. So this is just the beginning. And you've done well. You did good.
Thank you. Yay.
Yes. Awesome job. Okay. Well, listen, we will be checking in with Brianna Spruill right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show as we go forward. Lots more to come. All right, folks, keep it right here. Thank you, Brianna. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that. All you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second.
All right. That was Alessia. I have to say Alessia Cara. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning, April 17, 2024, with Michael Hopkins, the host of the Best Talk Radio Show. Yeah, so officially, happy third hour. It's our last 20 minutes closing out the day. And listen, one program note, tomorrow, Thursday, I'm going to take one day off just to kind of catch up with ourselves and work on some special projects. We'll be back on Friday morning, April 19th, for the closeout of the week. So real excited about that. So definitely wanted to kind of let you guys know what's going on and the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So really good stuff. And it's been a great week, Michael, I really have to say. And Vet Talk in particular week was really special, and I just really enjoyed the show.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was, yeah. Gary. It was very special. You know, one of the things that I loved about it, the particular episode that we did, is a very classic one. And we talked about the 10 most common disabilities that most veterans have. And it was a very classic show. And it just holds up to the test of time, Carrie. It really does, because those are the issues that veterans have. And they will continue to have. As long as there's a veteran, Carrie Hines, they're going to have these issues.
Well, let's also go into some of the wonderful ideas and things that you have for the upcoming season, Michael. And I'm aware that, so what's the focus? You usually come up with a great name each year, a great theme for that period of shows. So is that something we can look forward to in season four?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Yes, this definitely in season four. I just want to get, there are so many veterans out there that have their stories they would love to tell, and I want to tell their stories. We have veterans that are business owners, entrepreneurs. We have just regular everyday veterans that maybe they don't own a business, but they volunteer. You know, Carrie, they volunteer and help other veterans, or they volunteer with youth groups, or they do things like that. I want to spotlight a lot of these veterans and tell their stories so that they have
A lot of the folks, to me, it just reminds me on the Hair Radio Morning Show where we really peel back the layer and kind of delve into some of these stories. Here's the thing, you know, folks, you guys out there, you may not realize, because we often may not think that, you know, we're the star in our own story, but we don't really often think that our stories are newsworthy to others. But they are. But they
Very
are.
Much so.
And that is the thing. Pass along, well, you know, talk and, you know, just something very positive sounding. And I think that I think it'll resonate with folks. I really do. So that's how I look and weigh in on that whole thing there. So when we come back in on Friday, Michael, we'll be back on Friday morning from 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central Time. Then we're off, of course, for the weekend, and we return on Tuesday. And we broadcast live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday generally. We're just taking one day tomorrow off to catch up on some other projects. What do you think of that, Michael?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. That is great, because we always hear behind the scenes. We always have something going on so we can be the best that we can be for our fans, you know, be it that the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, the fans of Vet Talk Radio Show, and that's my headhunters. Shout out to my headhunters and my claims hunters.
I was about to say, wow, you got the headhunters and the claim hunters.
Yes, shouting out, Gary.
Okay. Well, listen, all the above, Michael. Like Jacoby and I, during the mid-show, we kind of shouted out to all the fans from A to Z. And that's important. It really is. Well, listen, I'm super excited. It's been a great Wednesday show. It really has. Kind of like the day is just kind of moving along. I can't believe
very
that.
Very much so, Kerry.
Right, it's
you
passed
know, Kerry,
by this quickly.
Hey, you know, Kerry, I forgot to ask you, what's the weather like down there?
Well, you probably missed it the very first part. I did say it's today it's going to be, I believe, in the it was in the 80s, essentially, every day I think I've been here. But no,
well,
it's always
to,
very warm.
You're going to have to FedEx me some of that weather.
Well, you can kind of, today is really lovely, and I think every day is pretty much nice. But I think that it's about to get super hot. It's 74 right now. It's going up to 83. Yeah, it's going up to 83 degrees.
74? And we are talking, wow, not even 8 o'clock where you are. Wow, in the central time zone.
Thank you so much for that, Hopkins. Yeah, it's going up to 83 degrees. So it's not too bad. Hair Radio Houston. We bring the heat, literally.
Very much so.
Yeah, but to me, I love it. 83, that's very warm. Yeah, when I got up, I think it was like 77 degrees, something like that.
Wow. That's a wow. That is
wow
for a temperature like that. That is a big wow.
Wow. Well, so I'm loving it, Michael Hopkins. Listen, why don't we take a little bit more of a break? We'll be right back. More Michael Hopkins and more Vet Talk. On the way, stay with us.
Everybody needs
It is my great honor to bring to the airwaves for the very, very first time, Lucia and Misa of Jessalon Pals. Good morning. Good morning, both of you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Terry. Hi. Yes. Thank you for having us. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, and I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I'm so honored. I really have to say. I mean, you know, the idea of, you know, having an amazing towel company to join an amazing hair product company is just fantastic and promotion. So we're so excited, yes. And this is probably going to be, I think it's going to be your radio debut, if I'm not mistaken. So we're real happy to kind of bring you guys in here. So really good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Lucia, I want to kind of lead on in with you on this, and I really appreciate this. I want to really, first let me just put the website on out there for you guys. It's JustSalonTales.com, very simple and straight to the point, JustSalonTales.com. You guys, tell us a little bit, Lucia, tell us about the towels that you guys offer.
Okay, so our main focus are the Pull-on towels. They come in a standard size of 16 by 27. So it's your standard hair salon towel, and it's used in many, many salons that are focused on having a towel which matches their salon, first of all, in color. We have 8 different colors to choose from. And the main idea behind these towels is that they are bleach-proof. So what that means is that, you know, throughout your day, you're coloring hair and you're, you know, wiping it down on the towels, and you have to wash them at the end of the day. And unfortunately, since you have to use bleach, that might really, really fade and discolor your towels. So we have developed a product that doesn't fade, and it's bleach resistant, so you can keep washing them and using them as many times, and they will keep their color and they will stay vibrant. And that's been our main focus. Yeah.
Well, that sounds to me like a great, you know, every business that I can think of is interested in saving money. So for you
shop owners,
this is, yeah, you're getting your money's worth, of course. And
exactly.
I have to say, what a great idea. Misa, I have to say, what is it like when you tell folks, we make towels. This is what we offer. It's very exciting. So when you come across the different folks who can benefit from these towels, can you give us an example? Is it like hair salons or barbershops or, you know,
yeah,
personal
for sure.
care teams? Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, Misa.
I would say our biggest clients are, of course, barbershops, hair salons, beauty salons, even like nail salons, manicure and pedicure salons, you know?
Yeah.
These towels, like the colors that they come in, they're just perfect for any aesthetic, you know, the right color for any salon pretty much. And they're also great for, we have smaller clients versus like bigger salons and like celebrity hairstylists and stuff like that. So even if you're
really?
A smaller salon, you know, we have smaller quantities available for you if you want to try it out. Even if you're at like an at-home sort of just starting up, we have like, we can work with you. And also if you're like a bigger client for us and you need a bigger like quantity, et cetera, we can work with you and that's kind of how we work. So we're great for any size business, pretty much.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Terry Hines, right here on the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time,
take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Harry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Oh, yeah. A fantastic Wednesday morning, Michael. I think it's been a great day. I really do. I've just loved
it. Oh, yes,
show.
It has.
Yeah.
Yes,
we all have a great show. Yeah. And if you missed any part of it, remember that we share each broadcast across our platform, across our social media, to make sure that you can catch up or replay a favorite part of the show. So speaking of which, Michael, did you have a favorite part today? On the Hair Radio.
Oh, boy, Gary. Oh, yes, I did. And it was centering around music. You had on today one of my favorite all-time groups. Matter of fact, the lady is one of our homegirls from Philadelphia.
Oh, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the group LaBelle. Featuring Patti LaBelle Lady Marmalade.
Oh, yes, we did play Lady Marmalade.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yes, this is true. Yes, I forgot Patti was on the playlist. Yes,
very
she was
much
a part
so.
Of it. Today was, Michael, today's music on the Hair Radio Morning Show was just, we literally just had folks to tell us what they wanted to hear, and we played all kinds of things. It ranged. I think we opened up with a song called Sunny by Bobby Hepp today. So it ran the gamut. And just want to say thank you to all the fans and everybody who helped to keep us strong here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're doing a fantastic job being part of this experience. And we just love you. We really do. We'll be back on Friday morning. We're taking one day tomorrow for a mental rest day, we call it, and just kind of relaxing and going to catch up. For me, I'll be working behind the scenes to bring you a great show for Friday. So I'm super, super excited. We have special guest Sam Enon should be with us in the 8 o'clock hour from BOPSA, so that'll be fun. And just trying to do more of what we do best right here on the broadcast. And Michael, so any big guys, are you continuing those celebration cakes and all that fun stuff?
Oh, very much so.
Michael's celebrating his own birthday this week, yes.
Oh, yes, very much so. This is going to be the whole week of the Mikey cake.
Okay,
how
there
about
you go.
That?
Well, enjoy. It sounds awesome. So, Michael, the Hair Radio Morning Show, which airs 5 to 8 Central Time, 6 to 9 Eastern Time, with live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings. We're just skipping one day tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday morning with a brand new episode. So do not stay away for long, and we'll be back. But I'm looking forward to it, Michael. I really am. So, yeah, today was a great music show. I think we played half of our playlist today that we had allocated, which is the first. And we're just going to keep bringing it.
Oh,
that's
very much
say.
So, Carrie.
Well, listen,
very
I want to go ahead.
So.
Yeah. You know, and just remind everybody, we'll keep you informed on Friday show. We're going to be talking about lots of hair talk when Sam comes by. We'll be catching up on a whole lot of that, distributor talk, hair products, so much more. Plus, Sam has a special promotion going on from BOPSA, so we'll be talking about that. All right, time to get our outro on, and we'll see you back here on Friday morning for the next live episode of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Here's our outro.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors: Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show.